In Exodus 15:16, we have another usage of our commercial term. This is the celebration after crossing the Red Sea. And it says, "Till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased." Ponder the whole dynamic of the Exodus from the point of view of God's effort involved. He had to create Moses, keep Moses alive, get Moses into the palace to understand governmental perspective of things, get him out of the palace before he got too corrupted, go back down to the desert and deal with his tattered self-image and legitimacy issues, empower him to do miracles, bring him up for the contest with Pharaoh, go through that extended period of time of 10 plagues and a whole lot of drama with Moses and the Israelites, who were not appreciative of the fact that their work got a lot tougher. Then there was the Exodus itself, the 3 days going the wrong direction, God turning them around, marching them into a trap, Egypt biting on the trap and coming after them, the parting the Red Sea, the drowning the Egyptian army. And that's a lot of work. That's a lot of effort. That's a lot of drama. And the point is, it was unnecessary. God owned Israel. God was in covenant with Abraham. God had established Abraham as a free man. God pulled Abraham away from his family so that his family would not be a negative influence on him, because God was starting from scratch. He was a beginning point. He was the beginning of a new tribe, a new nation, a new dynasty. And Israel went down to Egypt, and there in Egypt they forgot their covenant. There in Egypt they forgot their identity. They forgot the legal rights that Pharaoh had given them in Goshen. And under the pressure of relentless racism, their identity gradually got worn down to where they passively agreed to a mandate of slavery instead of remembering that they were God's free people who were commissioned to be separate from the Egyptians and to return to the land of Canaan. And because of Israel's choices, God had to buy them back. God had to buy back what he had already worked through once. Abraham was an idolater. Abraham was not a follower of God. Abraham was on the wrong side down in Ur of the Chaldees, and God had to rescue him from iniquity. God established with him various covenants and the different meetings through their lives. God worked hard to create a free man, and the free people went into slavery. This is such a picture of us. We have generational iniquities. Adam and Eve were created without slavery, without woundedness. And yet, because they did not know their identity, did not walk in their identity, did not walk in the covenant God gave them, they brought bondage into the world. And in our past, there is every kind of naughty ancestor who has brought junk into our family lines. And yet, it was worth it to God to redeem us. Not only the one-time drama of Jesus the Christ and the conception and the birth and the protecting his life and taking him to Egypt and bringing him back and raising him to adulthood and all of the stuff of the 3 years of his ministry and his death and burial and resurrection with power and his ascension into heaven and the leaving of the Holy Spirit, not just the effort that God has invested into causing the church to survive in spite of itself and even to thrive on occasion, but the fact that you specifically were sought out by the Most High God, that there's a certain amount of drama in your being where you are today. It was not an effortless thing for God. God wanted redemption. He wanted you restored into the covenant. And just like God bought Israel back out of Egypt out of love, so he has purchased you back again into freedom, Who knows how many times between Adam and you there have been godly ancestors, and how many times the hopes and dreams of those ancestors for their children have been squandered. And again, God has intruded in the family line, and here you are, yet another generation redeemed. Spirit, I call you to attention, call you to come to the front, and I charge you to aggressively begin luxuriating in the love that bought you back. To spend some time looking at what it cost God, how many pieces he put in place, what kind of desire he put in you, what kind of external circumstances he put in place, what effort he has invested in healing you and repairing you and rebuilding you, in addition to just initially redeeming you. Luxuriate in the amount of effort that God expended to bring you back into covenant, because that effort is an expression of your value. We do not pay a high price for things of low value. We only pay a high price for things that we treasure. And no matter how many times your ancestors walked willingly back into slavery, God came after you again, intently, passionately, with strategy, with effort, with a certain measure of drama, because he wants you back in covenant. Spirit, brood on that, savor that, look at the details of it, walk through again and again the complexity of what God did to bring you back into the covenant, and imprint that deep sense of value on the adrenals and the kidneys because of the covenant that God has established with value. I bless you, Spirit, with leading the adrenals into a transformation based on a keen understanding of how much God values them.